Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Gestamp Full Year 2016 Result Presentation. Francisco José Rivera Mera, CEO and President, Francisco López Peña, Vice President and CFO, and Richard Egues, Director of Corporate Development, will be presenting. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you for attending to this call that we are going to present the 2016 results of Gestamp. And just to start with the introduction in page number 4, I guess this year, 2016, I think it's been another year of moderate growth in terms of global economic. And even if this has been a little bit of instability and some kind of moderate inflation, the light vehicle production at world level has grown more than previous years, roughly around 5%. And even if we consider Gestamp footprint, this growth has been around 5.7%. The most important or the main driver for this growth has been China. And especially in the second half of the year, China has grown in terms of global production quite robustly. And this growth has been a little bit above 12% this year, exceeding all the expectations. This vehicle manufacturing has also increased in other regions in the world, such as Western Europe or North America or other areas like India. But still, in 2016 has been a quite difficult year for some other areas like Brazil and Russia. If we focus in Gestamp, I think Gestamp has been able to go on outperforming the market across regions in 2016. And our revenues in 2016 has already exceeded 7.5 billion, which means a growth of more than 12% comparing 2015 in a constant currency basis. This growth has been, of course, supported by the launching and consolidation of the new projects and also due to the good performance of our key markets, areas like China, India, Spain, and United Kingdom have supported our growth. And in 2016, and in line with the recent years, we have been able to maintain a high level of CAPEX in order to help us continue growing the business for the future and a rate which is clearly above our addressable market, and at the same time being able to keep a good leverage level below 2x EBITDA. If we dig a little bit more in detail in our revenues, last year in the last quarter, in the fourth quarter, our sales was 2.2 billion to 192 million, which means an increase comparing with fourth quarter 2015 of 11.2%. This growth in this quarter is related to a market production at a global basis of 7.6%, much more than the average of the year, especially due to the high increase in the Chinese market. If we talk about the overall figures, in the year, our sales were 7,549,000,000, which means an increase of 7.3% if we compare with the sales of 2015. And this growth in terms of the constant currency basis, it should have been 12.3%. Just trying to give you a little bit more of information market by market, and starting with Western Europe, in the fourth quarter 2016, our sales were slightly below the ones of fourth quarter 2015, 3.2% less, but in the constant currency basis, our sales in the fourth quarter were flat. If we think about the total year sales, we have increased these sales in 2.7%, and in constant currency basis, this growth has been a little bit more than 5%, exceeding the market, which with a growth of 3.8%. Of course, very good evolution in some markets like Spain, Portugal, UK, and France, and some negative currency, especially coming out from the evolution of the sterling pound in UK. If we move to Eastern Europe, we have had during the year a very important growth in our sales in this area. Just in the last quarter, the growth comparing quarter with quarter has been close to 100%, while the market has grown 7.3% in this period. And if we think about the yearly information, the growth we had is was 30%. And this growth has been driven by different factors, especially from some tooling sales related to projects such as the Crafter in Poland, and of course a very good evolution of the sales and the markets in Eastern Europe. We have also been able, we have also suffered some currency devaluations, like for instance the zlotys in Poland, in Turkey, and also a little bit in Russia. In NAFTA, we keep on growing the same way we have been growing in the last years. In the last quarter, the growth was around 25%, while the market grown in the fourth quarter 2.5%. And in 2016, as a year, we generated sales of 1,546 million, which means an increase compared with the previous year of 16.8%. Of course, we had a very good evolution of our sales in US and Mexico due to the launch of the new projects. And even if our sales has been impacted in some extent by the negative evolution of the Mexican peso against the euro. Focusing in Mercosur, still is another year of difficulties for us, even if we start to see some positive feedback in the last quarter. In fact, in the last quarter, we were flat in terms of sales, but in constant currency basis, we had an increase of 10%. And in the year figures, we had a decrease of 14%, but in constant currency basis, we had close to 8% increase in sales. Of course, all these figures have been severely impacted by the depreciation, especially of the Argentinian peso. We focus on Asia. In the last quarter, we were quite flat, even if the market in the last quarter in Asia grown a lot, close to 12%, affected by the increase of sales, especially by the domestic Chinese OEMs. And if we think about the complete figures of 2016, Gestamp has grown in terms of sales 6.3%, but in constant currency basis, we had an increase of 11%, while the market has grown 10%. So we have grown not only in China, but also very good sales figures in our operations in India and also in South Korea. Moving to the slide number 8 and talking about the EBITDA, I think it's true that the group has been able during 2016 to keep on growing in terms of EBITDA, better than our evolution of our sales. And despite some, let's say, problems, for instance, coming out from these negative problems in the EBITDA coming out from our Mercosur operations, and also due to some negative impact from exchange rates in some of our operations, like, for instance, in UK, Turkey, China, Mercosur, and in Mexico. The EBITDA of 2016 has been 841 million, which means 10.6% more than the previous year, and in absolute figures, 81 million more. The EBIT has also grown 15.6%, and the net income has grown 37%, reaching 221 million in 2016. In terms of percentage, the margins of the company has been increasingly doing better than the previous year. And overall, in the year, we had a margin of EBITDA to sales of 11.1%, while in 2015, we had 10.8%, so that means an improvement of 0.3 percentage points. Now I hand it over to Richard Edwards.
Thank you. On slide 9, we have laid out our investments in fixed assets over the last 3 years. 2016 was another year of strong investment to support our customers with tangible CapEx of 640 million euros, total CapEx of 725 million euros. like to remind you that about one half of our CapEx in recent years has been driven by discretionary projects connected to incremental above-market growth, with most of the rest allocated to replacement of existing projects. So of the 1.35 billion euros in CapEx invested over the past 2 years, we estimate that 676 million was for greenfield projects, major plant expansions, or for new processes and technologies in our existing plants. As we continue to reinvest our cash flow into high IRR growth opportunities, driven by the increased outsourcing of content to us from our OEM customers. Whether for growth or business replacement, as you know, our CapEx is backed by firm long-term customer orders. Moving to slide 10, a word on our net debt and liquidity. Our net debt over the past 2 years, from 2014 to 2016, has increased by a little over 220 million euros, while our EBITDA grew by 185 million euros during the same period. So our leverage has been reducing from 2.15 times to 1.94 times at the end of 2016. We'd like to point out that a significant amount of the debt at year-end 2016 is tied to fully invested plant assets that are related to these growth projects, either not yet producing EBITDA or still in ramp-up. This debt relates to incremental EBITDA of future years that is to come based on existing firm customer orders, which provides us high visibility on the future cash flows, as these are orders for parts on hundreds of vehicle models where Gestamp is the single supplier during the entire model cycle and with prices fully agreed at nomination. Regarding tooling, working capital, as you know, provides an element of volatility in our working capital. The tooling related to these projects are impacting our debt. For the year 2016, for example, tooling receivables had a almost 90 million euro negative impact on working capital. And just a word on the liquidity, as you can see in the top right of the page, we finished the year 2016 with a sound liquidity position, in considering our cash equivalents, our long-term undrawn revolving credit facility of 280 million, and other undrawn credit facilities. We finished the year with liquidity over 1.1 billion euros. And with that, back to you, Paco.
Okay, thank you, Richard. So coming back to the slide number 11. I guess it is important to mention that due to our, let's say, good positioning, we have been able to capture very important opportunities from our customers during the last year and also in 2016, which is reflected in a very important and high order intake. I guess this is a high CapEx, but all these CapEx link to specific nominations, and this CapEx is going to provide us a very good visibility for the growth of the group in the following years. We have a lot of examples, and we have here outlined some of them. For instance, in the case of Poland. In Poland, we have been investing in the last 2-3 years for a very big expansion of our Polish operation in Brześnia and also in Wrocław, in the new plant, for the full outsourcing of the new crafter, which has already to start operation at the end of last year. And that is going to be this first year of very good operations. The new plant in Nitra in Slovakia, which we are going to provide mainly for Jaguar and Rover aluminium components. This is an investment that we have just started to invest, but this is going to be a very important project for us during the 2018-19. Or also for Jaguar and Rover and other customers in the UK market, for the new investment in the new plant in West Midlands, where we are going to produce different kind of technologies, and especially we are going to increase our hot stamping capabilities in the UK market. The plant in Chattanooga, this has been a very important expansion of our operations in Chattanooga with a new plant and the expansion of the existing one, basically to support the new program of Volkswagen, the BSUV, or now called the Atlas. Basically, we are going to do a very important part of all the stampings that these cars are going to require, and this program has already started production some weeks ago. Or we have also the new plant in Michigan, which is a plant in order to support our strategy to grow in chassis business in U.S., and it's going to be in operation in less than 1 year. Very important growth in Mexico, linked to the increase of our capacities in our plants in Puebla to support the launch of the Q5 from Audi, and also the new projects of the T1 and the Jetta, which are going to be in the market in 1 year from now, and also the increase of operations in San Luis Potosí. The new hot stamping plant in Brazil, in Betim, which is about to start operation. All the new plants and new capacities in China, in Beijing, and also in Shanghai. A part of these investments, we have also opened and inaugurated our new plant in India, the third one in Pune, which is going to be our first one focusing hot stamping. And also we have just recently announced an acquisition in Romania. So now we have added a new country in our footprint, which will allow us to serve our customers in this region, especially the OEMs that are present in this area, which are basically Renault, Nissan with Dacia, and also Ford in the plant in Craiova. And the last but not least, we have just some weeks ago announced that we are going to invest in our first plant in Japan. This is going to be a plant located in Matsusaka, close to Nagoya, and there we are going to produce the most advanced solutions in terms of hot stamping for our Japanese customers. So just to conclude in the slide number 12, overall 2016 has been a very positive year for us, with very important milestones and with results clearly in line with our expectations. It's been a very important change for us in terms of our shareholder structure, which started in the beginning of the year when ASEC bought back from ArcelorMittal their 35% stake in the company, and ended at the end of the year with the sale to the Mitsui Group of 12.5% stake in Gestamp. And right now, even the considering by the company and also by the shareholders to study the possibility to do the flotation of the significant minority of the company through a public listing process. A part of that, of course, has been a very important year for us in terms of capturing new projects from customers, and also trying to be able to cope with all the challenges of the frontier or the projects which are in the rampant phase. And in 2016, also, we have been able to reinforce our financial structure, and in this sense, we have been able to issue a new bonds for a value of 500 million euros. We did that in May, and with maturity 2023, and being able to clearly improve our financial conditions. So we have been able to do all that. We feel ourselves very much prepared for future in different senses, but also in the financial side, because we have been able to keep on investing and being able to keep a quite healthy debt position. And that's all from our side, and now open to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please be informed that there might be a short silence while questions are being registered. The first question is from Sven Kreitman from UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have several questions. First one would be, I see that the general estimate for the 2017 light vehicle production growth is seen as to be a little bit smaller than in 2016. So how is your impression? What is your revenue growth expected in 2017? Then can you tell us something about your plans on the EBITDA margin for 2017 and the CapEx plan? And then the last question is about what is your plan for your net debt at the end of 2017, and what is your minimum liquidity target? So in terms of cash plus unused facilities, what is the minimum liquidity you don't want to be up, below that? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your questions. I will try to answer to all your questions. In general terms, it's true that we consider that the global market in terms of global production for this year, 2017, is going to grow a little bit less than 2016. And especially the most important factor is going to come from China. We feel that the Chinese market, instead of growing this 12%, probably in 2017 is going to be more in the area of 5%, and considering the importance of China, that is going to have an impact in the global production. In general terms, we don't see a clear any other problems in the market. In the rest of the markets, overall, we see that the evolution is going to be okay. In Western Europe, even in North America, we feel that still there is a little bit of room of growth for growing. And we see some areas that has been a little bit depressed until now, that we start to see some positive signs, like in the case of Russia and especially in Brazil. So probably we are expecting this year that global production is going to grow something around 2% rather than this 4.5% of 2016. But still more or less very close to the long-term trend. We consider that this trend in the next years to come is going to be roughly around 3% for the next years to come. For us, it's going to, this growth is of course is going to have some consequences, but of course we have during 2017 many projects which are going to start operations. So that means that if we feel about sales and EBITDA, what we are expecting for 2017 is to be basically online or the same kind of growth that we had had in the previous period from 2013 to 2016. This is basically what we are expecting in terms of sales and EBITDA, because we have a very important goal coming out from the start of production of different projects. In terms of CAPEX, basically the same. We are expecting for 2017 to have a CAPEX level which should be more or less in terms of percentage to our revenue similar to the one we had in 15 and 16. So by the end of the year, in terms of net debt, we are expecting that we are going to be in the similar leverage that we ended up in 2016, not a big difference basically over there.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions in the conference call.
Okay, thank you very much, and bye-bye.